Hello, After Buzzers. Do you want to know what happened in New Jersey this week? We'll fill you in. It's Season 7, Episode 4, A Life to Envy, coming at you right now.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, After Buzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
Hello, AfterBuzzers, and welcome to the official AfterBuzz Real Housewives of New Jersey panel. We're here. My faves are here to talk on the show.
Hi, it's Megan. You guys can tweet me at Megan Stecher. It's MEGANSTECHER. And shout out to Annabelle at home. Yes. We hope everything's okay with the kitty cat. Miss you.
If you have a fur baby, you understand.
Yes, yeah. Say your prayers for Annabelle's fur baby.
And this is Fern. You can find me on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and Snapchat at Fern Rone.
Oh, Fern's doing the full, what do we call it? Like the full promo.
I need to figure out what my Snapchat is. I just today made it public. I didn't realize that it was only friends of that could see my stuff.
So I did that recently.
Yeah, so I'm like, oh, well, no wonder why it's only like 25 people, whatever. So you guys
I still only have 25 people.
Oh, really? Well, you guys can find me over on Twitter. That's where I'm really ranting at Grants_rants. And of course, Grants Rants Hollywood Talk. But let's talk about the Real Housewives of New Jersey. So let's talk about tonight's episode, A Life to Envy. Teresa opened up the episode, reminding us all that she is a happily married woman. She said that, you know, if there was a girl, she would have come out by now. So everything's good. Everything is just couldn't be better.
I am obsessed with the shady flashback. First of all, I must say, yeah. I think that this season is so riddled. I've never seen a season of Real Housewives so riddled with flashbacks. And it seems like most of them are for a shady purpose, which I love. Mm. I think they did this a lot in the past couple seasons on Jersey. But the shady flashback of Joe being on the phone with we don't know who and calling Teresa the C word. I mean, that looked very incriminating, but we'll still never know.
I know.
So I like that they threw that in there.
I thought he was on the phone with his friend Marco.
I still want to know, like, what if that was just totally innocent?
Right? I mean, yeah. It could have been. It really could have been, but just
he
like...
He still called his wife the C word. Like,
yeah.
Which is like animosity. Like, whether or not he's cheating, that you like have such disrespect for your wife that you would like call her
right.
that. But I give them credit. Like, I think they've gone over... It seems like they've gotten past the hump. Yeah, they're like talking a little too much about like how great their sex life is, which we don't need to hear about. And we're not believing because you're talking about it constantly.
Mm-hmm.
But... I think they, seem to have a new, caring for each other.
Yeah.
And I do think that Teresa's was raised in an old school way where in her mind there, aren't options. Like, you do stay married, and whatever did happen, she's kind of just like, I don't care, I'm staying married. We have four beautiful children together. This is what it is. I mean, I don't know how she's feeling now that he's away, and she's able to hold it down without him, I'm sure.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Maybe she feels differently, but I think that... When she first got out, everything felt great.
Right.
Like she felt renewed and revived, and he appreciated her.
Yeah. You know, we need Teresa to come out and watch What Happens Live and get more of an update lately. She was on the Bravos, but it was very light.
Yeah.
You know, I want to see what she has to say so far about things. It's, the whole show's about her, practically. So it's like, I feel like there's a lot to ask her. And, you know, Andy loves her. She's such a big star. She might, like, it's, you know, put her on a few times, you know? Especially, like, as we launch the show and we get into it. I mean, this is episode four, you know? So, yeah, I want to see a little bit more of that. We did get to see a little bit more of Siggy this week and the fight with her daughter and her talking about parenting and relating to Jacqueline. I like Siggy so far. Good first impressions, I think, mostly.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, love her.
Yeah. It's funny because I did not like her on Wendy Williams. I just, I don't like this one. She would sit at the end of the table and shout the whole time. But I'm really liking her on the show. She works for the show.
I think I got all the validation I needed in liking her tonight. She was having French fries and wine and claiming that, that she drinks more than her good friend. And I was like, that's me. Oh, she's trying to push alcohol on people, so I'm not, the Kim Richards of the group. And all they got to eat was French fries. I'm like, that's so me.
So what can we say here? Ziggy was out with Jacqueline, and she referenced the articles, all the articles that are coming out there saying that she's going to leave him. I remember there was an article that came out right when she left prison. Maybe perhaps it was in February, but it was that Teresa is now like desperate to have a child with Joe before he goes away, and that was like a. I think we talked about that on Men's Over Children. Yeah. So yeah, there's always crazy rumors about their relationship, but that was one of them, which maybe that'll come up with. Maybe that'll come up throughout the show. But Ziggy's like, well, I just want to ask Teresa straight out, like, what's the deal with all these articles? And Jacqueline was like, ooh, you know, kind of tried lately on that one. So, I don't know.
I thought Jacqueline was totally right to warn her. But she also handled it well in a very PC for camera way. Mm-hmm. She wasn't the usual, like, mouthy Jacqueline. She was like, I would just be really careful in the way that you say it and let me know how it goes. I thought it was a perfect way to handle it rather than, have you not seen the show? And the reason that Teresa and I don't like each other still is from a scene from 5 years ago when I asked her about a tabloid story that she was paid to do. So, I don't know.
When they flash back to that scene from 2011, I'm like, not much has happened between then and now. And that's a big, for a reality show, that's a big stretch to have really nothing in between.
And that's my problem with Teresa as the anchor of this show, is that nothing ever changes and she's never honest. Like when Caroline was the anchor of the show, she wanted nothing more than to give everyone a piece of her mind. And like Bethany in New York, same thing. And I think we're missing that with Teresa because while she does provide great drama, it's never honesty from her.
Mm-hmm.
It's
you're always so right. Covering things up. She doesn't have like a distinct point of view. Where Caroline Bethany totally did.
So that's my problem with Teresa as the anchor of this show. I think we're feeling like we're missing out or no one's giving us anything anymore because Teresa's never honest.
Yeah, and she's too passive in a way. Yeah. Yeah.
It's interesting how New Jersey is such a different flavor from other cities.
So
and people, it's either people's favorite or it's like the one that they don't watch. Yeah. You know, it's different. Especially, you know, we cover Beverly Hills here and we're equally like as involved and love that show, but it's too, it's like funny that they're like sister shows, but they're just totally, they're produced differently. Story arcs are different. Casting is taken in a completely different direction of the cities.
I love that New Jersey feels authentic. Like, it feels like you would meet any of these women in that town. But I think that it's taken a crazy turn in that we now have convicted felons as the stars of the show. So,
and their fights seem real. And, like, the family drama was, you couldn't fake that. Whereas Beverly Hills, there were these manufactured storylines that were ridiculous.
But I need more of a level of ridiculousness. You know, I love to get a little crazy. And so that's why I love the people like Danielle. And we've had these conversations on this panel. But, yeah, I need a little bit more. And so I think, you know, Siggy's probably bringing the most crazy to the show. Dolores seems pretty, like, she's pretty confident in herself. I feel like that she knows who she is. She's not intimidated by the cameras. She's got her built-in relationships. I think she's actually a natural.
I mean, she's been around it since the beginning, I guess. Been, you know, kind of appearing on the side and we haven't even noticed. And I think it feels so natural to her that she's like, I got this.
Yeah.
So it's nice that she's being authentic because I think that that's hard to do when you're brand new, for sure.
Daniel Staub tweeted something like, yeah, she did it for free for all these years, and now they decided to pay her or something like that. So it was,
I mean,
it's a little shady. I love following Danielle Staub.
I think it does work when you have somebody who's a true friend of the women in real life. Like, it's so hard to throw new cast members on all the time. So this is a good relationship for them to put on because she feels like she's one of the clique. Like, one same vibe as the other girls, not some out of left field person brought in to stir up drama.
Right.
But I hope that her storyline takes off or something.
That's what I'm hoping for all the women. I want to see a little bit more storyline-wise. Yeah. You know, I love to have one or two or even three things happening. You know?
Right.
That's really what would grip me. So Teresa is going to record her audiobook, which is cool. I actually have meaning to get this audiobook because it came out like at the beginning of the year. Or in August. Oh, can't find an excuse as to why that didn't happen yet. But I'm curious to see and to listen to it. She really got choked up when she mentioned her daughter, Adriana, how she felt that she would forget her when she went away. And I can see that why that would be a valid worry. The girl is quite young.
I thought that that was one of the best moments of the show because Teresa's never letting her guard down and being authentic, but she couldn't help it then. So it was like a really good, true Teresa moment, much like her coming home from jail. It's just an all emotional, not like the cameras weren't even there moment. And I was like in that moment with her. I was like, yes, oh my God, how could you? Like think a mother thinking like, oh my God, my child's going to forget me. Like I gave birth to this human being and they're not going to remember me. Like that's horrible. And that was, I thought, really moving.
And I felt so bad for Audrianna in the first episode because she was so clingy. Like she wanted to sit next to her at Christmas Eve dinner and she wanted to sit on her lap. She really, I mean, I forgot how young she really is. Like, if you were in kindergarten and you didn't have your mom around to get you ready for school, like, how scary that would be. So, yeah, I felt so bad for Teresa. But I feel like it just solidifies that Teresa really doesn't care about anyone else but her four daughters.
Yeah.
And all the other women are, like, wanting to be her friend. And I just think she doesn't care. She just doesn't give a crap anymore.
Yeah.
Like, now she's like, you know what? I made it through this. All I care about are my four daughters and the rest of them could go.
Right.
Sit on it.
Yeah.
Fern, I have a question. As an author, have you been asked to record your book?
I wish. Maybe someday. No, not yet. But my publisher does have people recording them, so maybe someday I'll be asked.
So
cool. That would be great.
Audiobook. Awesome.
Absolutely. And Nick, I feel like you have a good voice for it, so you could easily do it.
I feel like they would keep correcting my accent. But whatever. It's about a girl from New Jersey.
Oh, please, look at my accent. You know what I mean?
So authentic, Fern.
Yeah, I think it could happen.
Speaking of authentic, when are you going to go to Rails and check it out for us?
Oh, my God. I talked to my mother today, so I'm going home for her 70th birthday in September, and she's going to talk to my two aunts and my two cousins. We're planning a trip.
Go there and,
you heard it here
first. Go out, pull the book at the speakeasy, check it all out.
We are infiltrate. You heard it here first.
Yes, and I'll be snapping up a storm.
Yeah, we're doing all the work here. AfterBuzz TV exclusive.
Yes. I want to know what the relation is to that restaurant and that establishment to the show.
Oh my God, I Googled them the other day.
Okay.
I think it was yesterday because I was like so... Oh yes, it was yesterday because I took the day off of work just to have like a mental and physical rest day.
Oh my God,
so I was like doodling around on the phone and like watching old like Southern Charm episodes I haven't seen. And I'm like, okay. And I started, I'm like on Twitter on Rails and then I'm like Googling them. And I found like the current general manager on LinkedIn. And I'm like,
oh my God, I love when you go
down
the
looking,
hole.
Yeah, the hole. Yeah. So I was looking for the relationship, which I didn't find, but I guess I could like Google things further and try to figure it out.
I'm so curious.
I was just like, hey, what's your relationship to the show? I've noticed you were on the show. How did that come about? And then they'd be like, well, my cousin's uncle's, ex-wife runs the build business.
What I should look into, I just joined the Facebook page for another podcast that's about the Real Housewives shows, and it's literally all people all day long. Every 10 minutes or less, there's a post of people like getting the inside info that everyone wants to know.
I need to join
this
page.
I
have no life.
I'll tell you about it afterward. It's like the best. It's like... It's so good. Like, someone posted last night a picture, or no, just a few hours ago, I was on it looking over for things for prepping for this show, and someone posted a picture of Joe talking to Melissa at Envy, and they were like, what is that big scar on his head? And then it's a million commenters being like, that's a scar from hair transplant surgery.
Oh.
So...
Did he have hair? Did he admit?
He must have in the past.
I noticed
had
his scar
had
too.
It. Yeah, and I remember the scene where he had spray painted his hair, the spray paint got all over everyone in the fight. So it's just viewers like everybody like in it's like a. It's a safe place to talk about our mutual obsessions.
Yeah.
So
I love it.
I'll tell you after the show.
Well, I noticed the restaurant's in Tawako, and that's where Teresa doesn't live in Franklin Lakes. She lives in Tawako. So it's in the same town. So
got it. And is Envy
in Montclair, which is very close to Belleville, where I grew up.
Okay.
Yeah, that's anywhere near Franklin Lakes.
Oh,
interesting.
So the boutique, do you think, is closer to her and Joe's home? Or
no, it's like closer to Teresa, I think. Because Joe and Melissa live in Montville. Teresa lives in Tawako. And the shop, the Envy, is in Montclair. So it's not like near either of them.
Thank God we have Fern around. Because when I would see that Tawako, like on addresses, when I was looking up things for the show, I thought it was Tawako. The more you you know.
Yes.
Telecast.
Yes. I love the insider. Yes. So Teresa says that in prison, it wasn't all bad people. She had a lot of regular people there who just made mistakes. Which, like, you know, I feel like if you watch Orange is the New Black, you kind of, like, mm-hmm. feel that a little bit. And I can, like, you know, I'm like, yeah, you know right. what? They're not all, like, you know, they're criminals. We get right. they're not, like, you
well,
know,
like heinous, everybody...
awful. She wasn't a Max, okay? Right. She wasn't a Max. So she wasn't an easy right. one.
Well, she did white collar crime, so yeah. maybe she was more surrounded by white collar crime people in her division of the jail. Like, maybe they were segregated. I don't know.
Yeah.
And but you know what? Everybody has a story of the way they got there, and not everyone's a bad person. And it was nice that she could share that.
I am thought. So yeah. impressed with her because I like when really? This all happened before she went to prison. When we did the show on the day she was sentenced, I was mm-hmm. like. This is karma. Like, this mm-hmm. is what happens when all you care about is looking rich to the rest of the world. And I don't, and I, it's like, I have no hope for her because I thought she just does not have the level of introspection or any introspection whatsoever to gain anything from this experience. And I was completely wrong because I think I think those words were genuine. I think she really feels like she learned to have a new perspective on people that her husband... that they grew in their marriage. He learned to appreciate her. I feel like this was mm-hmm. genuine. I think, like, Teresa impressed me. I think she mm-hmm. changed. Mm-hmm. I don't think she's Deepak Chopra, but I think yeah. she's a better Teresa.
Mm-hmm. I think it was nice for yeah. her to have all that me time, even though she was right. in jail and I'm sure yes. missed the kids. Like, it was probably a lot of me time, like, every day, just, like, doing yoga and doing hair and nails with the girls, like, the, you know, writing her book.
Yeah.
And I think probably in her personal life, she seems different. On camera to me, same old Teresa not being honest with the camera, with us.
Right.
But I do think in her personal life, she probably seems different
I
to
think
everyone.
She's grown, which I did not think was possible.
I see some growth there with her. Yeah. Yeah, I mean, I still feel like she's a little ignorant. I think you can yeah. all say that,
yeah,
you know.
Not, yeah,
yeah.
But, not fully owning things still, right. but...
Yeah, and we'll get to that in that last scene, because there's a few things I want to say about that.
Okay.
But before we go there, let's talk about Dolores and the scene with her daughter, and they talked about the importance of studying and education, and we learned more about Dolores. I really thought that was a nice scene.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
That was well done, and I like learning more about her.
Mm-hmm. Me too. It made me sad for her too, because she mm-hmm. said in like an interview portion during it, like, I always would point out to my daughter, this is because they don't have an education. And you think about that with people who come from underprivileged areas or, you know, whatever. You wouldn't think of like an average middle class girl growing up in New Jersey in modern times would think that and feel that way about herself.
Right.
You know, so it was very interesting to see her point of view on that. And the fact that she was even telling her son, like, get out of New Jersey, because I feel like so many Italian yeah. families want their kids to stay home as long as possible.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And she's telling her kids, go get your education. You can leave me. It's okay. Like,
I
that
love
was
that.
Good.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's so
yeah.
smart and mm-hmm. different. Because I grew up in a town where I was, like, the only one who went away to school.
No yeah. way.
Oh, and it was, same. Like, so weird that I would, like,
really?
Even want to go away to school. Completely.
Yeah. Wow, it was old school.
I know, so old school. Yep. So, like, to hear that, I'm like, yes. Like, all right, maybe it's not for everyone, but go. Like,
yeah.
I'm so lucky I had parents who were like, go.
Yeah.
My mother, that's her thing, go. Do
oh,
it.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
The other day, my mother said, do you want to come back home for a while and just, like, regroup? Like, no. I've been out here for 7+ years. No.
Yeah.
It's like, because all of her other moms and their friends, they all their kids are still nearby. I mean,
right.
it's like, you just don't live coming out here. Forget it.
Mm,
you know, I mean,
right.
you go to New York for if you live in Rhode Island. That, you know, I mean, that's kind of it. New York or Florida. That's it. Like,
right.
you know. So I can relate. Yeah.
yeah.
So I like that. And she was like, not holding anybody back.
I yeah. give her a lot of credit because she could be the type to be like more small minded, but she's learned
yeah.
from her own experience. And it's like,
especially because she's not married, you know, especially because
mm-hmm.
she's not married. Maybe she feels like she has to have the kids there because
mm-hmm.
those are her beings, you know, she doesn't have like a husband to fall back on.
Mm-hmm.
So I respect that even more.
Yeah.
Yeah. So Jacqueline and Chris are entering the popcorn business. And they talked about their marriage being closer and she didn't marry him for the money. And they're almost over the hump of what their debt, I assume. I mean, I know that house was in foreclosure at one point and they owe a lot of money on that property. So They were talking about selling it and the flashback of them trying to sell it with burying the St. Anthony statue. St. Joseph. Joseph, sorry.
I did that.
Joseph.
It works.
Yeah.
Yes. Oh, really? Yes, did you and Howie own something? You did
yes,
that?
Yes. Oh, my gosh. Before we moved to L.A., we owned our apartment, and my whole family is like, did you bury St. Joseph statue? I was like, no. And they're like, buried in the front lawn. Well, it's an apartment. Like, we don't have a front lawn in downtown Chicago. So we buried it in cat litter, like a box of cat litter, and like said the prayer. My husband's Jewish. I'm Italian. We said the prayer, and it worked. There was like a bidding war.
Oh, nice.
Yes.
Wow.
Is this like a Catholic thing?
Yes.
Okay.
And you like say the prayer.
I wonder if that would work for me. I'm curious to get a new place. I'm beyond.
You
so.
Should do it.
Yes.
Does it work if you don't own your place?
I don't know. I don't know.
I mean, I literally pay for a bedroom.
It will work. You want a new living space in your ass.
Yes.
Amen.
Exactly. Yes. Sometimes we definitely need some intervening in these things. Yes, I agree. Intervention. Joe and Melissa had a scene where Joe said that 8 out of 10 businesses fail, and he did not seem encouraging. She called him out about it. And I don't blame her. I'm telling you, I would have gotten rid of him a long time ago if he was going to be that bitchy about something that I want to pursue.
Yeah, it's awful.
I don't think she's doing anything that wrong.
No.
I don't like this storyline at all because it feels so forced to me. And I do think Joe feels the way that he is speaking, but he's doing the most. Like, he's just amping it up for the cameras. And
yeah, like the 1800s
and
all that.
I really don't think that Melissa's going to be putting in like a 10 to 6 or a 10 to 7 every day at the boutique. Like, no. She hired a staff. She's the owner. She's not going to be there.
Yeah.
You know, it's just, and it's so silly to me because they apparently are doing financially fine compared to everyone else on the show. And they can have a nanny if they need it. They can have a cook if they need it. You know what I mean? Like, get a meal service at the very least. Like, it's just so false and forced to me, and I don't like it at all, and I'm over it. And Joe's making himself look like an asshole.
Exactly.
And I don't think he feels as strongly about it as he's speaking, and it makes him look terrible, and I don't think that's good.
So perfectly sad. I couldn't say better.
You know, I looked up the date when this Envy store had its prayer opening, and it was the 14th of January. So that means the kids are out of school, so they're under his feet. But once the kids go to school, they go to camp, wherever. I mean, you know, she would have more time. They're all of school age. Right?
Mm-hmm.
Even the youngest one.
The
now.
Youngest one's in kindergarten, right?
Yeah.
Oh, okay, well.
But still,
close.
It still feels so fake.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Like they're knocking him over the head while he's on a business call. Like, give me a break.
Yeah.
Like, well, they're your kids.
The fact that the little one said, make me food, you woman. Like, that's something that I do think he's heard around the house, which is. But I mean, that's what Joe's saying on camera every 5 seconds.
That's true.
That's not okay to raise your kids talking like that. That's what makes me mad.
No way.
Mm hmm. Yeah. Yeah. No good. I don't know. I hope it's for the cameras, because if it isn't, then it's like, that would cause a lot more big fights than just her sitting being like, he's not supportive of me. Now, that would be like, we're having like serious problems, like fighting every night about work.
I couldn't be with a man that didn't respect me. Like, I wouldn't let a man talk to my children that way, talk around my children that way and pass on that thinking. Like, no.
Yeah, exactly.
And I feel like these women put up with it like, well, we do have this really nice lifestyle. I wouldn't want to give up. It's like, no. You tell your husband he's not talking to you like that.
Yeah, and national television?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, not happening.
I used to think Joe, like, Richie Valkyrie, I thought was funny in the beginning, and then he got so annoying and tired.
He's vulgar.
And I feel like Joe's, like, I used to think Joe was funny and cute, and now he's getting annoying and tired.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, because it's the same thing. It's all about sex.
Mm-hmm. The shtick is old.
Over.
Yeah.
Get a new... He's a one-trick pony. Yeah. One-trick pony.
Well, we saw one of Teresa's daughters that we normally don't see too often on the show.
Gabriella.
Yeah, she's usually in the background. Yeah, she's in the background. She's just her own thing, you know. I feel like she's not too into the big, you know, the big fur coats and the cherub picture they had. I feel like she's a little more reserved, which I don't know how Teresa connects with her.
They were awkward together.
Let me ask, since you have like the Italian and Jewish side going on, what would be like the Italian equivalent for like the Jewish shiksa?
Oh, like a non-Italian.
She'd be like a non-Italian.
She'd be like a, like they would say, like an American.
Oh, no,
like a Medigan, like she's American, like she's Irish or like German.
Yeah.
Or, but that's not meant
that's
to be.
That's what she
like
reminds me of.
That she's like not Italian. Yeah, she is.
That's what she reminds me of. It's like...
She's Irish.
She's like the adopted kid. She's
like a cute, quiet Irish kid.
Yeah. She just like likes sports and she's like blonde and
she
doesn't act like the rest of the kids with the like rude behavior talking back to Teresa all the time. Totally.
Yeah, she doesn't seem like materialistic at all.
No.
She was switched at birth.
I know. Well, as far as her looks, I feel like she does resemble Joe's mom a bit.
Yes.
So at least we can be like, okay, she's not adopted, I hope. Like, you know.
Yeah.
But her behavior is so different too. I feel like she's going to do big things and you're never going to see it coming. You know what I mean? Because she's kind of like the quiet middle child.
Mm-hmm.
I think she's going to like go away to school and become like some, she'll have some really like well-educated person's job and you'll be like, I have no idea how that girl came out of those two people.
I hope for her. I really do. I hope that's the truth. Yeah, like I think
she'll have like, a soccer scholarship to some great college and, you know, get a great education.
Become like a CEO.
Right. I think so.
Well, what will become of Melania?
Well, I heard someone call her the Kingsley of the children.
Oh my God.
The Kingsley of like the Real Housewives children. And I was like, that's so true.
That's perfect.
If you're ever like eating lunch at your desk or need some time, you know, like just like want to just watch something quick while washing dishes or something, on the Bravo Now app, and I believe on their website, they have like the Melania show. It's under clips.
Stop.
And it's, I think it's like 4 or 5 videos of her interacting with the family members. And it's like, they're short clips, but it's like, it's her up to a different antic in each one.
It's a Melania super reel. I love it.
One of them, Teresa's on the phone with Siggy, and Melania literally goes down the staircase on her stomach like this in a sweater, and goes up, and then like is all over Teresa, and Teresa's like stop, stop, and she just more stuff. She's like, get off. She's like arguing with her. It's actually like borderline crazy, but it's a fun watch. So yeah,
check it out.
Yeah, the Melania show. And she in each one she does something. She pisses someone off. It's different.
Do they give her own little like show open, like little theme song?
Yeah, there's like a little like thing that they have the heads of all the different Judices around, and then her in the middle, and it's like a little opening.
Oh,
yeah.
How do we not know?
Oh my god,
this
how do we
yeah,
not?
It's a cute watch.
I should watch it.
Put it on after you finish with us.
Yes.
So that was cute. So they went to go do rock climbing, which I really always wanted to do this.
I've never done it either.
And I feel like that's small enough where I wouldn't be too intimidated. You know, mm-hmm. you're not up there with like trained athletes. You know, it's just for fun. So that's more for me.
I feel like my arms would give out before. Yeah. As slow as those young girls were going, and I'm sure they're super fit and they're young. They have that on their side. I'm like, oh my God, I would never get up to the top of that wall.
Oh my God, I tried it and I barely, like, I went like two like things. Okay. And the next day, my arms God. Like hurt right oh, here. Wow.
Is it like rope climbing, like old school in from gym class where it's all upper body and it's hard? Oh God.
Yeah.
Like you have to,
Oh God.
I've done it on small things, but not in a while. I don't know. It looks fun. I mean, I'd rather do that than, like, there's, like, some things at the gym that you just, it's, like, a continuous machine.
Oh,
and, like,
got
those
you.
Things I would not want to do. You know, it's just, like, on a roll. Like, if you were, like, turn, like, a treadmill, like, upright.
Yeah,
and then, like,
exactly.
Yeah, I want to be
I would fall off of that, I'm sure. I've fallen off a treadmill a time or two.
Oh, what else can we say? So Siggy showed up. Dolores showed up. Siggy had that chat with Teresa.
Oh, my God.
What did she say? She said, I want to ask you straight out about the tabloids.
Mm-hmm.
And then it cut to Teresa. It was like blank stare. And then she was like, oh, yeah, well, they always say that. What did she say?
Yeah, she's like, meanwhile, he can't keep his hands off me.
Yeah, yeah.
That weird half fake smile.
Yes.
I am surprised that she was really reserved with her. And I think she made a conscious choice in her mind, like, look, the me and Jacqueline fight, you know, it has been going on for 5 years now, and it's constantly replayed on the show. Let me just guard my words and be sweet about it. And maybe she likes Siggy. Like, maybe she really does like Siggy and doesn't know her that well and, like, wants to keep it on a cool level, like, where she doesn't want to start fighting with her because she's got enough fights with everybody else.
Yeah.
You know the producers were pissed that didn't go
south. Oh, yeah. Siggy was game. She was like, oh, this is going to be my first fight. This is going to be good.
Like, I was getting nervous. I was like, crap. But then Teresa handled it so well that I was like, either she has grown and has been like, I'm not going to engage in this. Or, she's so confident in her marriage, maybe, that she's just like, whatever. Right. Because mm-hmm. she was not confident in the things Jacqueline was.
Right.
Yeah. She was nervous about going to jail and nervous about all that legal stuff. And she was like pissed, like, do not bring this up on camera because she has enough anxiety about it. Yeah. But this, she's like, I think confident, like, he's going to jail.
Yeah. It's like, that's a cat's out of the bag. Yeah. And then none of Joe's, if he ever cheated, that no one ever came out. So maybe she's like confident in it now. Right. She's like, whatever, I don't care.
Right. No, after watching Teresa for so long, I realized the biggest blow up she has and the problems that she has, where she instantly goes to fighting, or with people she has history with, or someone mm-hmm. that's really wronged her.
Yeah.
Like, with, like, when that infamous table flip happened, Danielle said to her, pay attention, please. She said, well, I am paying attention. So it's like mm-hmm. instantly, it's insulting her intelligence because Teresa feels like she knows all this stuff about her. Then she's saying, pay attention, putting her in the corner by saying such a thing. So it hits those triggers. Same thing with Jacqueline, you know? Jacqueline said things, personal things on camera. The friendship was already. So it's like with Siggy, I feel like there's not enough to like get that Italian temper going.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's where I'm coming from. With her.
Yeah. She doesn't know her well enough to fight with her.
Yeah. That, I mean, that's like, how it because felt. Look at her relationship with Melissa and then with Kathy and Rosie. Like, there's so much behind that she uses and pulls from the past.
Right.
You know, so.
Good point.
That's kind of where I'm coming from with that. But Jacqueline's brought into this conversation, and Siggy makes it clear that Jacqueline said that, you know, she agreed that those were just rumors. And they cut back to another shady flashback of the him banging someone on the desk or something. So I don't know. I think Jacqueline's going to change her tune at the reunion, or even maybe further down the line, because we know they have a falling out.
Mm-hmm.
So could be interesting. So what else happened in this episode? Melissa and her store, the sisters, who we really haven't seen in a long time. I've noticed that this show has really tried to keep the sisters off. Because she wanted them on. She wanted one of them to be another housewife. She wanted an advocate. This is when things were really bad with Teresa. She wanted, this was like 3-4 seasons ago when she went to introduce one of them. So, yeah, no, we haven't seen them in a while, but there they are. They connect over their father's loss and how they wish that he was there. What do you think of them?
I think the one, you've got a point. I think the one who brings up the dad constantly and is always getting a reaction out of Melissa is the one she probably wanted to come on. Because I think she was also the same one that was mouthed off about Teresa all the time when they would film scenes together. And the fact that she had sunglasses on that you couldn't see through, probably because she didn't have a professional makeup job on in the middle of the day indoors, I think that it was that sister. And that sister annoys the F out of me because she just shows up and is like, Daddy! and wants Melissa to cry.
I can't pick the two of them apart. Like, I can't tell them apart
either. I just don't like their vibe. There's something I don't like about them. One of their husbands said something to Joe at a Christmas party that was like, you still owe me money or something like that. And I was like, yeah, on camera. Ooh. And I was like, these people are... Like, not that the Judices are perfect, but you don't do that. And ever since then, I was like, I don't like them. But I can't tell which sister it was.
I can't either. I really can't.
It's like Joey from Friends. Like, you can't all the sisters. You don't know which one's which.
It's like Sister A, Sister B. I don't even know the names. So this is Teresa's first big appearance post-prison. She's bringing her daughter Gia, who looked great.
Yes.
Very pretty. They showed up, and they took some photos. Big thing about Joe, he's not a camera guy, he doesn't want to be there. And then he was at his grandmother's 82nd birthday, but he's in his 40s, right?
He did a little math.
The math. So there's only a 38-year age difference between him and this grandmother.
Oh, wow.
So...
okay.
So we'd had to have two, like a grandmother and then his mom having them at a very young age.
Very young.
Like
a 20-year-old and an 18-year-old.
Yeah.
Wow, yeah.
Which doesn't surprise me an old-school Italian style, I guess. Because it's kind of like you marry someone that's your high school sweetheart. Yeah. And like,
mm-hmm. in their village.
Right? Yeah, exactly. Yeah, exactly. Yeah,
exactly. Well, Jacqueline was getting ready and then with her daughter, Ashley. And Ashley said that Teresa 2.0 is just fresh out of jail and a total publicity stunt. And I always liked Ashley because she just says what she wants.
Shame.
She doesn't care. And I think that's kind of something that maybe a lot of people have on their mind. Yeah. Looking at Teresa now, you know, she's got the tree huggers are real. But then on the other side of those people, there are people that really just are like this. She's a felon. She's guilty. Like, people mm-hmm. really still are not into her. And, yeah, I don't know. She's also pointed out to Jacqueline that Teresa only texts her when they're out going to be in the group, which is like, you know, they always say, like, the circle of friends. It's mm-hmm. that means, like, housewives, you mm-hmm. know? So, it's true.
Well, I think she's probably even told to do that by producers, yeah. you know? Course, it's yeah. like she wouldn't reach out if she wasn't told, like, well, you gotta make nice because everybody's gotta be included in these shoots. Mm-hmm.
Exactly.
I don't know.
Yeah.
Like, Ashley makes a good point, but your mom's making money from this show, so
yeah.
it's not real life. Like,
yeah.
yeah. Yeah, in real life, that's true, but come on.
Yeah. Oh, I don't know. I liked it. Teresa talks about her relationship with Kathy and Rosie. Again, we learned a little last week. She's saying that she's emotionally detached from the two, and I think it's pretty obvious. Mm-hmm. They have no relationship.
None.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I don't even think she, like, any more than high and by. I mean, we don't see everything, but it doesn't look at all they're doing anything.
So. Yeah. I think it's interesting how they came, like, they came on the show and to cause drama, and it really hurt Teresa. And now they're like the leftovers, like, Teresa's back, and I never knew I was such a Teresa fan, but I'm just, like, proud of her this episode. I don't know. And she's, like, back and better than ever, doesn't need them, and they're, like, these extras in the scene. Like, that's kind of karma.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I wish we would see more of Rosie, though. I love her.
I know, me too. I loved her reaction to Gia. It was so genuine. She's like, I thought you were one of the grown-ups. Like, she hadn't seen her in so long, and it was really genuine.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes. Well, Chris waxes nostalgic for his relationship with Joe. And he spent a lot of, literally, 3 scenes of him, like, being like, oh, we used good times with them. We always were good. We were on good terms. Like, yeah, really, I want to get back to it. We want to have sausage and wine again. And, yeah, like, we need to get together again.
Wait, there's a joke here somewhere about Chris wanting to have a sausage party. But...
Oh, God. Yes. Yes.
Thank you very much.
So he wants Joe back in his life. And he's like, oh, why don't you, like, call them? And but it, did he get on the phone and make the plans?
Yeah. He called so Joe.
There you go. So we have that to look forward to.
Well, he's just trying to get the wives back together to get them to get along or get along with the fight. One or the other. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So then there was the last scene with Teresa and Joe with the yoga and the very crude positions. And and then the conversation about, like, Joe, no forgiving if you cheat on me, which is a very common conversation between husband and wife, right?
Totally, during yoga.
Yeah.
I mean, have you ever had to have that conversation with your significant other?
Yes, in between clipping his toenails and doing yoga.
You had to ever remind your husband, like, yeah, by the way, please don't cheat on me.
And he looked so, like, his reaction said a lot to me. Yeah. He was just so uncomfortable, and he wouldn't even shake his head okay. Like, he's like,
I think because it's like, well, how is he going to cheat on you? He's on his way out.
Right. Yeah. It's also, like, emasculating, I think, to have her say that to him on camera.
Well, here's the thing. This was the scripted part of the show to me. This was her and him sitting down, being like, we need to address the rumors, Joe. And then they're going to have a conversation with one another about how, you know, there's no infidelity. They're better than ever. We're going to keep it a pickup where we recurred in the first scene, which we mentioned that we're in a good place. Mm-hmm. Like, this is our chance to have a conversation and bring up these points. I'm going to say this, you say that, and then we're going to end on a good note.
And the reason it makes it so easy for us to say there's something going on here is, like, there's no reaction or anything from Joe. He just goes,
Exactly.
It's like, defend yourself or, you know, whatever. There's no actual conversation. So that's why we know there's something funny going on.
I feel like that what's going on in the scene is that the producers are like, this is what you'll talk about. Mm-hmm. And Joe does not play along. Like, he just doesn't have it within him to, like, act on camera.
Right, exactly.
So I don't think he's cheating on her at this point. I think he was in the past. Not anymore. He's going to jail. Mm-hmm. And he's just not going to play along because he just doesn't know how or doesn't do that.
But you know what, though? If someone said that to me, I'd be, like, hurt. I'd be like, oh, my God, dude. why would we even need to have this conversation? Do you think that I'm the type? We've been married for so long. Like, I don't understand. Like, you know, mm-hmm. you'd think someone would have a little bit more of an adverse reaction to such a thing if mm-hmm. perhaps they were faithful 100%. So I don't know. I mean, yeah. I do. You'd probably, like, you're assuming for it. There probably was some stepping out at one point, but now he has a new appreciation for her, we're told. So who knows? Mm-hmm. What else can we say?
Jerry's out.
Yes. So, so Teresa, this goes to your part earlier in the show, Megan, how Teresa says, like, she'll never change anything. It's like, for better or worse, you know, till death do us mm-hmm. part. So, yeah, that's what they stick to, and that's their life. But she seems to be happy, though.
I know.
I think so.
Yeah. I think she's home with, like, yeah. a new glow. Like, yeah. just loving being back in her old life with a new appreciation for it.
Totally. Right. I feel like she could just, like not live in a hut, but, like, just as long as her four daughters are, the yeah. four daughters mm-hmm. are the four there daughters. And healthy, yeah. like, she's just, like...
Yeah.
Right. I don't feel like
new
the...
new gratitude or something.
Yeah. I don't feel like the material stuff is her thing right now.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I really don't.
No.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I do.
And I can't say I miss all that either.
No. You know? I don't feel like she's being completely authentic, but I do feel like the materialism thing with her is gone and done.
Totally.
I think all the old issues are there, though. She doesn't want to forgive anybody totally. Ever, and she doesn't want to be authentic on camera. So that's right. no, here, still here. An issue yeah. for me.
Mm-hmm. But she's not going to be buying $100,000 furniture in cash on camera
no.
anymore.
No.
She is a new person.
How is it yeah. possible that they paid off the restitution?
Yeah.
It was just hers, though, right? Not he still is, I think.
Okay.
Oh, they don't have, like, a joint.
I don't know. I could be wrong.
That's a good question. Because we questioned that, too. Because I did a podcast earlier this year with my grandmother, actually, and it was just when she got the Lexus and they yeah. paid. That was when the house was no longer in foreclosure and it was, quote, paid off. And it was like, wait a minute. How did all this happen when she was in jail sitting around for all these months? And he doesn't drive, so what was he doing, really? Right. So, it's still questionable.
I wonder if, like, Bravo paid her up front for the season as soon as she got out of jail and started filming, and, like, a book advance came in, and she was yeah. like, let's put all this money to that.
I yeah. bet it was the,
like,
book advance.
Maybe. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I don't know. So if they still owe Joe's restitution, how'd she get a Lexus? It was a gift from family?
That's the thing. Where did this Lexus come from?
We talked about that on that podcast, too, where it's all these
and how have they
back in
never
January.
Downgraded yeah. the home. I don't get how they can afford this home.
The lawyer said that car was a gift. He would not say from whom it was from.
That's messed up, though. Why would you gift a felon a car when they're going to jail for shady money practices?
Yes. Seriously.
And it's not like it was, like, you know, like a Hyundai Elantra. It was, you know, the Lexus. So it was, like, I don't think it was, like, anyone, like, in her immediate family, like her, like, mother. Or father, you know what I mean?
It's gonna be Joe. The car dealership just gifted it for publicity.
Oh, but then did they get any publicity? Or just for like Lexus?
Just for Lexus.
I don't know.
Yeah.
But you would think it would be like, this doesn't look good.
Yeah.
Save it for next year.
Yeah, with the bow and everything. Yeah. Yeah, whatever. Anyway, do we have any news and gossip?
I don't.
I don't either.
No, I don't either. Just that Manzo with Children is coming back, and there was a clip about Caroline having a lump or something like that, but I don't know what the status of that is. Yeah. So I don't know. Yeah. So we'll have to check it out when the show comes on. It comes on later this month, right?
Mm-hmm. September 11th.
Oh, September 11th. Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, there you go. All right. Well, let's do some quick predictions.
And now, your After Buzz TV predictions.
Ooh. All right, what do we want to predict?
I can't remember anything that happened in the clips except for Jacqueline going in on Teresa. I'm all for it. I don't think it's going to be as big of a fight as we want it to be, but I do think that I'm excited for Jacqueline to be calling Teresa out, because that's what Teresa said, but you're not owning it, is what we're all thinking. Like, you are not acting remorseful enough for us, and you're not owning what happened. You're dancing around it. And I can't wait for her to be hit in the face with that. I think she's just going to be like, that whole, like, you're crazy, and run out of there.
Yeah. I'm kind of proud of Jacqueline, though, for, like, not just accepting the friendship for what it is and trying to get to the base of something, like the base of what she needs to admit to, and not accepting that she's just going to skate by and having that be, like, a breaking point for that.
Yeah.
Because it'd be easy to be like, I still want to be your friend, like, you know, and just overlook bad behavior.
Right.
You know, but that she's clearly thought about this. She needs that moment. And if she's not going to get it, then it's not worth it for her.
Right.
Yeah. I don't know. I saw that scene and I was like, well, Jacqueline never learned. Like,
I know.
Do not bring that up. But thankfully for us, yeah, she does.
I mean, you can tell she just sat on that for since 2011.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And Siggy has a moment with her kids. They make her cry.
Oh, yes.
That'll be interesting. Curious what that's about.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it looks like Dolores is getting ready to make over her house, and the ex-husband's giving, he's like, am I going to pay for this? Or if I'm paying for this, I'm going to do something different. So it's interesting that he, maybe his name maybe is still on the property.
That's what I'm wondering. Yeah. If he paid for that house all these years, maybe she paid half the mortgage too, but I bet because she raised their children in that house and he lived right down the street, maybe he paid half the mortgage.
Maybe, yeah.
Maybe he still is.
Mm-hmm. Well, I love a home renovation, so I want to see some good renovation.
Yeah,
you know, it seems like Siggy knows what she wants to do for Dolores. So my hopes are high. So yeah. Yes. Well, you guys can keep up with us. We're not going to be here next week because Bravo is preempting the Real Housewives of New Jersey for the Olympics. But we will be back the next week. So in the meantime, keep up with us on social media. Leave some comments below and support our projects. Fern, where can we find you?
You can find me on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and Snapchat at Fern Ronay, RONAY, and my website, fernronay.com.
And you can read her book, Better in the Morning.
Yes.
Available on Amazon. It's about a girl from New Jersey. For all you Jersey girls. Yeah. Yes. Hi, it's Megan. You guys can find me on Instagram, Snapchat, and Twitter. It's the same handle for all those. It's Megan Stecher, MEGANSTECHER.
Grant. Love it. And you guys know you can find me over on Twitter at Grants_Rants. And you can find me on my podcast, Grants Rants Hollywood Talk. We'll be back in 2 weeks with the Jacqueline Teresa showdown scene coming up in 2 weeks on The Real Housewives of New Jersey.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.